we present Ring Up the Curtain, a program of music from the theatre with the BBC Theatre Orchestra conducted by Stanford Robinson. The singer is Carmen Del Rio, mezzo-soprano, and the program is presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Peter Fettes.
We ring up the curtain on songs and dances from two ballets by the Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. First comes El Amo Brujo, usually known in English as Love the Magician. The music of this ballet contains examples of the florid, semi-oriental songs of Andalusia, and the work is considered Falla's greatest triumph in the purely Spanish manner. The story tells of Candelas, a beautiful gypsy girl who's haunted by the ghost of her dead lover, a man of evil reputation. Should any other man approach her, the ghost returns and parts them. Because of her fear, Candelas repulses the handsome young Carmelo, a new suitor. Carmelo, however, has a scheme to exorcise the evil spirit. He knows that the dead lover could never resist a pretty girl, and so he persuades a young friend of Candelas, equally attractive, equally desirable, to tempt the ghost to make love to her instead. And so, when next Carmelo comes to make love to Candelas, the ghost, of course, comes as well. This time, he's confronted with the new charmer and finds her quite irresistible. And, no longer haunted and fearful, Candelas falls into the arms of her new lover, and all ends happily. And so, to begin the story, we hear a voice echoing the thoughts of the unhappy Candelas, singing of the ever-present fear and horror caused by the ghost of the dead lover. Suddenly we notice that the ghost is there, and Candelas dances the dance of terror. Thank you. And Candelas, trembling with fear, draws a magic circle and whispers incantations over a smoking cauldron. Now it is midnight. There's a dance, a ritual dance, so Candelas has heard, that will drive away all evil spirits. She prepares for the ritual fire dance. Is vain. The hated dead lover returns. And then a voice is heard singing. Love is like a will-o'-the-wisp. Chase it and it eludes you. And yet, if you fly, it seems to follow you. There follows, after a brief introduction, a slow, languorous dance. By this time, the attractive young friend of Candelas has consented to try to lure the ghost away. The ruse succeeds, and the evil spirit finds the friend's beauty and dancing quite irresistible. The ghost is laid, and Candelas and Carmelo are left to do their lovemaking in peace. A dance expressing the joy of the happy lovers follows, and the voice that has sung of fear and terror presently sings of the bells of morning and the triumph of love.
Thank you.
After Manuel de Falla's Love the Magician come scenes and dances from the same composer's ballet, The Three-Cornered Hat. This ballet was first produced in London nearly 30 years ago, and its creator, the world-famous Russian dancer Massine, who danced the role of the miller, has been dancing it with all his old fire and verve in recent seasons given by the Sadler's Wells Ballet Company in London.
Thank you.
Under the burning blue of a Spanish sky, we discover the handsome young miller and his pretty wife. In spite of the languorous heat of the Andalusian afternoon, life has not been without interest. They've made love a little, quarreled a little, because she's been eyed by passers-by, a young dandy, and later the lecherous corregidor, the governor, wearing his official three-cornered hat, going on his way in a pompous procession. But the miller, for his part, has returned glances to a smiling girl who passes by, a pitcher on her head. The amorous old governor has done more than pass by in a procession. He's stolen back to take another look at the charmer. The miller's jealous, but his wife swears, "I love only you. I'll pretend I haven't seen him." And she dances. The miller's wife has quite a flirtation with the old corregidor. She dances a minuet with him. She teases him by dangling a bunch of grapes just in front of his mouth. The old boy chases her and succeeds in getting something like a kiss. But in his haste, he tumbles flat on his back, and both the miller and his wife give him not only a good brushing down, but a good drubbing, too. And realizing that he's been fooled, the old governor departs in anger. Presently, neighbors call, dressed in their bright-colored best, for this is a feast day, the eve of St. John, given up to merrymaking, drinking, and dancing. After taking their places in two long lines, company begin the Sevillana, the old dance of Andalusia. Now the miller brings a wineskin from the house, takes a deep draught, and begins to dance alone. He snaps his fingers, the pace quickens, and he whirls into the fiery farruca. The rest of the ballet is taken up with the tragi-comedy of the miller's arrest. The wicked old governor wants him out of the way for his own dishonorable purpose. The pushing of the old boy into the mill stream by the miller's angry wife. The miller's escape and other farcical events. The governor has changed his own soaking clothes for some belonging to the miller and is consequently thoroughly trounced by his own misled henchmen. In the end, the old man is soundly beaten up and there's a wild dance for all and sundry in celebration of the downfall of vicious despotism. The evil reign of the three-cornered hat is finished.
Thank you.
That was Ring Up the Curtain, a program of music from the theatre, presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Peter Fettes. The singer was Carmen Del Rio, and the BBC Theatre Orchestra, leader Alfred Barker, was conducted by Stanford Robinson.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.